Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, boys, I'm loath to talk about it because it's just such a bloody, it's a shit fight. It's a good old fashioned poo slinging shit fight. Origin eligibility. Ugh. I didn't even want to wade into this because it's like, I don't want to be robbed of these incredible World Cup situations, but also I'm a passionate Australian and Queenslander. I don't know what the answer is, Guru. Do you have the answers, Timmy, Guru? You have the answers or what?
Mate, I've got no idea what to do with this. I was the complete opposite a few years ago, months ago, whatever, but I'm starting to think you just make it free for all. If you played in New South Wales or in Queensland before you were 13, 14, we can argue over that. Maybe you're just free to play Origin. I honestly don't know how to do it, mate. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to tell all the small boys that can't play Origin next year now after playing this year? It's kind of like the NRL tried to make their bed and they made it very fucking poorly and now they have to sleep in it. It's like, just blow the whole fucking thing up, I think.
Oh, Timmy, what are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, look, I know there's a lot of different elements that go into these decisions around the national tiers for starters, but in the Origin eligibility, I'm happy for them. You know, obviously you get the exact rule and the exact criteria about what allows you to play for, you know, your Tier 1 nation and play for the Blues or the Maroons. But say it is that you played for your state prior to 14 years old, junior footy, I'm happy for that to happen and then to go on and play for both your nation and for your state, because I don't see why you can't have an allegiance to both. If you've grown up in New South Wales and played junior footy there, well, you probably love New South Wales. If you have a Samoan background, well, then you probably love Samoa as well. And I think that's fine. And for me, I'm happy to see them play both.
Yeah, see, like, I was in that camp. Initially, I was in the camp of, like, let's go even, like, this is probably a year or two ago, let's go even stricter. Like, Queensland, New South Wales, like, you have to be not born there, but, like, let's go stricter. Like, that's how conservative I was on the whole situation. Then I came around to, like, you know what? I can understand, like, play for your state and your heritage. But Cam Smith brought up a good point, is, like, it'd be a very strange world in 10 to 20 years or whatever. And as we can see, the Polynesian players, they're just getting better and better and better. Imagine an Origin where there's four players that end up playing for Australia out of that Origin series or something like that, because that's a real possibility. Like, they're getting so good and there's so many more coming into the NRL. I think, like, if you include Indigenous, I won't even include Indigenous because obviously they're Indigenous to Australia. I think they're at about like 40% or 45% of the NRL now, maybe even over 50% Polynesian players. And so that's the only, like, I was like disagreeing with Cam before that, but when he made that point, when he was like, there's a world where we watch Origin and most of the players don't play for Australia. As an Australian, that made me go, ooh. And again, I don't know whether that's just me being selfish or me being like too patriotic. I don't know. Maybe I'm just the old guy in the room that's like needs to get with the younger crowd that see things differently. I don't know. That's why I just don't know where I stand on this, eh? Like, I got no idea. I don't know what the right thing is. Because, like, all of a sudden, you know, you've got, like, take, for example, Samoa beat England, but Victor Radley can't play for New South Wales again.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at it even, you know, and I know it's ridiculous that we were fourth ranked overall, but Daniel Tupu's able to play for New South Wales and then go and represent Tonga, who's ranked second overall in the world. But Australia's ranked fourth and other, like, it just, it, the whole thing just makes no sense. And, mate, I kind of hate that you've said that, that Cam Smith said that, because once again, that's made me flip like a fucking fish once again. And I'm back to having no idea where I sit on this. But all Guru, I know is that what we do at the moment makes no sense.
Guru, it smashed me to smithereens when he said it. I thought I had my, like, mind made up, and I was like, you know, the eligibility is good. Let the boys play. Rah, rah. And then he hit me with that and it just exploded inside. I was like, oh man, as an Aussie, that is fucking pretty hectic. It's pretty hectic. And again, for, you know, if there's people from, you know, other nations that listen, like, let's imagine, I think they're provinces in Tonga or Samoa. Let's imagine there's an age old rivalry between two provinces or states or whatever they are in Tonga. And basically you had a bunch of, like, Aussies that had moved over there, you know, paid for one of the states or provinces, but then went back and played for Australia as a Tongan or a Samoan or whatever. I assume you would also be like, no, hang on a sec. That's a part of Tonga. You are Tongan. If you choose to be with Tongans, you know, blah, blah, blah. So again, I honestly do not know what the answer is. I just don't. But, like, what do you reckon, Timmy? Has that smashed you to smithereens like Smithy did to me, or you're still steadfast in
that? A little bit, mate, but at the same time, let's say a player was someone with an Australian background, was born in a province in Tonga, and then they grew up there their whole life, and then they got come of age at 18, 19 years old, and they got picked to play in that local rivalry. Well, I think they can have allegiance to that province because they've been there their whole life. And then they can go and play for Australia because maybe their parents are Australian. And that wouldn't worry me, I don't think. As I said, there's a lot to it, but it wouldn't worry me.
But, like, the example I give is, like, would it worry Tongans or Kiwis? Like, if there was a North versus South Island, would the Kiwis be like, you know, if you play for the North or the South Island and you've committed to New Zealand as the North and the South Island, and then you go and play for Australia, would they be like, well, that's, you know, that's unfair, like, not unfair, but, like, it's a part of New Zealand. You're a part of New Zealand now. I wonder whether that, in the same situation, it's a tough one. I really don't know what the answer is.
It is a tough one.
I just, because, like, as I agree with you in regards to, I absolutely believe, and a perfect example is your man Papali'i. There was this whole bullshit yarn about, the New South Wales Samoans, they're not passionate about New South Wales. They all they care about is Samoa. Absolute bullshit. Because, A, no one said shit when New South Wales won by a record margin with those Samoan boys in it. No one said nothing about their heritage. They lose, and all of a sudden, it's because some of the Samoan boys weren't as passionate. Meanwhile, Josh Papali'i, I dare you to question his Queensland passion. Mm. I dare you. You're a fucking moron if you do. And so that argument to me, I agree with you 100%. Are you telling me Victor Radley wouldn't come back and fucking rip and tear for New South Wales? Are you honestly saying that right now? It's a joke. It's ridiculous. So in that regards, I absolutely believe that you can be passionate about your heritage, but also be passionate about the state you play in. It's just from the selfish Australian, passionate about the Aussie jersey part that just stings me a little bit when I go, oh man, could you imagine if, like, we only had two players, but, like, four players playing Origin? Maybe that's hyperbolic. I don't know. Maybe it'd be more. Maybe we're falling victim to the slippery slope fallacy where we think that, well, because there is X amount now, that means that there's going to be even more in the future. Maybe there's a good balance for the rest of time and we don't even have to worry about it. So I'm probably overthinking it. Right now, if I had to, like, with the what I saw with the World Cup and with the potential of growth, if I had to make a choice, gun to the head, right now, I would probably say the current rules, ditch the tier system, as in everyone's tier one, who gives a shit? Mm. And if you've been in here since you played footy all the way up to your 13 or before you were 13 and then all the way through to first grade, I would probably say let's do that. But again, I'm not convinced. I don't know.
I'm all for that until I see Jason Tamalolo in Maroon, then I go, fuck that.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Stuff it.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Oh, well, would Sonny Bill be available for New South Wales if that had been the case?
Yeah, he tried. Yeah. Sonny Bill played New South Wales 18s or something, and there was talk around him trying to play in the early days. And yeah.
Tamalolo moved to Townsville at age 13, so if we want to make it age 14 onwards. Play on. All good, Kempy.
No. Yeah. Tamalolo in a Queensland jersey next year, baby. Let's go. Get him in there. Us battlers, we never get the good players. Let's bloody go. Bloody Queenslanders, mate. But yeah, look, as I said, guys, like I think we all agree it's a very complicated situation. Much smarter minds than us will come up with the right decision, because what the Polynesians have brought to this game is absolutely incredible. Like, look, it's a given. Like what Australia has done for the game, it's in history books. Like, we don't need to talk about that. Everyone agrees that, you know, Australia has built rugby league up into what it is. But the new energy that has been brought in by these islands and, you know, Fiji, PNG, Tonga, Samoa, Cook Islands, all that, like, that, I feel like that's such a space. If we want to expand the game, there are millions of people in these areas that already love the game, and the energy they've brought in has been incredible. But as I said, as an Australian, what a week of footy, what a win. We're world champs, baby. Stick that fucking fourth up your ass, baby. Who made that decision, eh? I want to hear you come out and say I was wrong. Whoever said Australia fourth, how about you come out and say, I don't know shit about rugby league. How about you do that, baby? Woo! Well, champs. Sorry, guys. I had to get it out of my system. Fourth, give me a break. Give me a fucking break. Anyway, boys, actually, for the listeners as well. Oh, quickly, Paul Gallen versus Justin Hodges on bloody Wednesday, tomorrow night.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Who have you got, boys, in the rematch, Gallen's last fight?
Yeah, I heard Hodges talking today that it's going to be a bit of a street fight. He's been practicing a few dog shots, I think he said, to get some revenge on Gallen. So, fucking in the most rugby league fashion it possibly could be. I'll take Gal, though, mate. I think he goes out a winner.
What do you reckon, Timmy?
Gal's going to have to slip over on the corner post and smack his head to knock himself out before the fight to lose this one, mate. It'll kill him.
Oh, wow. Very strong chat from you, gentlemen. Jesus. I was looking for some deep insight into the technicalities of boxing, and you've just gone straight to bloody knockout. Look, I think Gal gets the job done. Hodges obviously got some power, but I think we have to remember last fight he'd already fought Hannett. And so I think Gal goes out a winner. I also think I think he's one of the toughest sportsmen Australia has ever produced, period, bar none. One of the toughest. What do you guys think? Is he one of the toughest all time or what?
Yeah, I think he has to be right up there. It's unfortunate the way that his career played out, in the way that he was the face of that New South Wales team who just came up against a side that you couldn't beat at the end of the day. I think Paul Gallen's career would be looked on in a different fashion if he came along in just about any other fucking era ever, essentially. I agree, mate. I think he's one of the toughest we've ever produced. I'll be the first to admit I know fuck all about boxing, but it just seems like he's had such a positive impact on the sport in Australia anyway. So, yeah, mate, I'd back it.
All right. I think that's... Oh, also, Tokiaho is fighting Lowe, I think, former NRL player.
Yeah, Jamin Lowe.
So that's going to be really interesting. Plus, got some really good Aussie boxers on the on the card, some like legit Aussie boxers. So make sure to check that out. That's No Limit. That's Wednesday night. No Limit. They put on the best cards in Australia, seriously. If you haven't followed them on Instagram, give them a follow at No Limit. They are the best in the business in Australian boxing, in my opinion. Also, guys, we're probably going to take a couple of weeks break after this week. now that the World Cup is over. But we will be back before you know it with so much deep dive into rugby league chat. We're talking transfers. We're talking predictions. We're talking putting our foot in our mouth with some terrible predictions. We're talking about one or two that we get right and then we hold on to it for the rest of the 2023 season. So plenty of rugby league chat and sport chat coming your way. We're just going to take a week or two break. How good? The World Cup. It's been great. What an incredible end to the season. Could you imagine if we didn't have the World Cup, how boring it would be?
Fuck that.
Jesus. Anything else, boys?
No, mate. All good. All done and dusted. Trial's not that far away now, just quietly. February.
Isn't it called something now? It's like some kind of Super Cup or something?
Pre-season challenge.
He could be anything. I'll be all over it.
The peak of rugby league. High quality footy. No errors. High completion. But yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Make sure to grab a case of Bloke in a Bar. Go to your local Celebrations, Bottle-O, IGA Plus Liquor, or Porter's Liquor. In New South Wales or ACT, or we've got plenty of stores in Queensland. We've got a store located on our website. Plus, soccer jerseys coming out 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Make sure to grab them. Limited supply, 6 p.m. New South Wales time, 5 p.m. Queensland time. And as usual, I'll go and fuck myself. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.